Expand.
The structure, sweetness, and space of expansion. The expansion process is a unified expression of space, structure, and sweetness. It's what happens when you allow space to open every dimension of your life, sweetness to emerge from every atom, and structure to embody its own perfect design. All three occur simultaneously. When a person welcomes expansion, some people call it coming into your power. We think of it as growing into who you really are, your unrestricted potential.
As you've been trying out the concepts and techniques in this book, chances are the most accessible parts of yourself benefited the most readily. You probably implemented these ideas in the ways and places of your life that required the least adaptation, which was smart. The less disruption that's involved in making a change, the more likely it is to take, and the easier it is for you to assess its value. It's like upgrading from version 14.0 to version 15.0. Little by little, however, you'll be prompted by the part of you that wants to expand to apply this upgrade to the less accessible parts of yourself, to your deeper beliefs, to your long-standing habits, to the restricted parts of your body. Depending on how long it's been since you last upgraded these regions, this task may be more like upgrading from, say, version 7.0 to version 15.0. It's going to take longer to download, longer to install, and longer to get used to the new system. That is, it's going to take longer to understand what should change and how, longer to implement these changes in a comprehensive and lasting way, and longer to fully embody the evolving you. Sometimes it happens more quickly, but what's the rush? There might even be parts of you that are still operating under, say, version 2.1, areas of your consciousness or behavior that never grew up, and it's possible that there will be some discomfort involved in the expansion process, but the majority of it comes from the part of you that wants to cling to what's familiar. The more patient and open you can be, the more fascinating and gratifying the process will be. We like Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky's lobster metaphor for the growth process. A lobster is a soft creature living in a rigid shell that can't grow. As the creature inside gets bigger, it experiences pressure as the shell becomes confining and uncomfortable. This is how the lobster knows it's time to shed its shell and grow a new, more spacious one. As Twersky summarizes, the stimulus for the lobster to be able to grow is that it feels uncomfortable. If the lobster tried to avoid the discomfort, with a painkiller for instance, it would never grow. We're not saying it's a bad thing to take an aspirin for a headache, especially if it can be easily explained by the coconut that just fell on your head. But if you're experiencing discomfort, it's always worthwhile to take a look inside and see if there's a growth opportunity there. The Metta Tradition. Start with you. The Metta Tradition of Buddhism is a good framework for the expansion process. The monk Acharya Buddharakhita defined metta as loving-kindness, an altruistic attitude of love and friendliness, and a strong wish for the welfare and happiness of others. The metta practice involves directing loving-kindness to every aspect of your life and being totally committed to the expression of universal love in everything you do. If you aspire to treat people well, with kindness, love, support, and patience, doesn't it make sense to start with the person closest to you? We're talking about you. You're always available for practicing, and if you're like the rest of us, you've probably spent much of your life depriving yourself of love and approval. But your effectiveness as a conduit for the outward expression of love can be limited by your inability to love yourself. Therefore, the metta path always begins with directing benevolence toward yourself. Once you're able to love yourself, to expand into yourself entirely and without exclusion, the practice broadens to include the outward expression of loving kindness toward your circle of friends and family. Then there are those you see regularly in your workplace. Eventually, you can expand your focus to include more distant acquaintances, then strangers, then enemies, and eventually the entire world. You are the world. Let's now look at this expansion process through the metaphor of the body. Extending from your heart in every direction is your vascular tree, the intricate network of vessels that distributes blood. The heart's job is to be absolutely inclusive, sharing its love as lifeblood with every single cell of your body. Imagine that in a similar fashion, your job is to extend your consciousness, your love, and your awakening to all parts of yourself. Would you ever dream of deliberately restricting blood flow to a certain part of your body? Of course not. So don't exclude your evolution from any part of your whole being. Expansion meditation. As an expansion meditation, take a few minutes to close your eyes and hold all of yourself within your awareness. Imagine that even the non-physical aspects, your mind, personality, and spirit, are part of your body. You may see yourself as extending beyond the borders of your physical body. Next, instead of blood, visualize your heart as a pump of light to all of your many parts. And know that this light is synonymous with love. Ask yourself, as you consider each facet of yourself, even the parts you might dislike, is this part being circulated with light? Have I accepted and expanded into this part of myself? Am I loving this part completely? Your evolution depends on not depriving any part of yourself of acceptance, awareness, and love. Restricting a part of yourself is like depriving one of your own toes of blood. The next frontier is your local sphere, your household, your workplace, your friendships, and your close community. As you operate in these realms, consciously include them in your growing perspective, your healthy habits, rituals, and emerging purpose. Try applying the expansion meditation practice to this portion of your world. Notice who and what you resist including. Visualize an expanded image of yourself that integrates you with these difficult people and situations. Imagine that they are an inextricable part of you. Again, just as you wouldn't restrict blood from your own toe, don't restrict them from your inclusion. Also, you may find it easier to encompass them in your love if you see them not as a distant part of you, but host them instead within your heart. Gradually, you can allow your practice to contain a larger and larger sphere. See the entire planet as an extension of you. Challenge yourself to accept and include even the people and practices you have an aversion to. Denying or despising them won't make them go away any more than hating cancer makes it leave a body. But ending your internal conflict with these rejected aspects of the world will free up your energy, allowing you to make a bigger difference and to experience more complete peace and happiness.